uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the show. It's Thursday. It seemed to be Friday, though. I don't know. So I think because we were off last week, things are a little off a little bit. I am taking your phone calls at 888-777-5373. 888-77-JESSE. My biblical question, what's wrong with too much knowledge? What's wrong with too much knowledge? We're going to be talking about that. The AMA is whomever these people are, at it again against men. There's a lot going on at our borders, and there are Republicans who want to put a wall up, and there are Democrats who do not want to put a wall up around the borders. And it's a major, major deal. The government is partially shut down because of it. President Trump went into a meeting the other day with the Democrats, hoping to strike a deal in order to put the border wall up. But he walked in, and they sat, and they started the conversation. And the president asked Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats, well, are you willing to come up with some—and I'm paraphrasing. I don't have the exact quotes. Are you willing to come up with some type of deal to put a wall up? And Nancy Pelosi allegedly said no. And the president got up and walked out of the meeting. Amazing. I have with me on the phone Enrique Moronis. He is founder and director of Border Angels, a human rights organization based in San Diego, California. And I wanted to talk to Enrique about the border situation. Enrique, thank you for coming on. I appreciate it.
Sure. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy New Year to you.
Likewise.
Your bio says you are a proud American and even a prouder Mexican. What do you mean by that?
Well, I'm Mexican. I was born in San Diego. My parents were born in Mexico, brother and sister. And when Mexico passed this dual nationality bill, I was the first person to receive dual nationality. So I'm very proud of being Mexican, and I'm very proud of being a person of the world. And as you know, Mexico is part of America. So I'm very proud of that.
And are you an American citizen now?
I am. I was born in San Diego, so I'm an American citizen.
And so if you were born here, you no longer proud Mexican American. Why don't you just identify as an American 100%?
Mexico is part of America.
It's not part of America.
Mexico is part of America. America, of course, is North and South America. But in reference to what you're asking, because I believe that everybody has the right to identify however they want to identify. Well, if you want to identify as a proud, whatever that might be, that's up to you. It's not up to me to label you. It's up to me to call myself what I want to call myself.
But you—
Is that the purpose of the interview? Identity politics?
No, we're moving on. But I want to say that Mexico is part of the continent, but not the country America, just in case you don't understand
America's
that.
America's not a country. You refer to the United States of America, of course, because America's not a country.
America, the United States of America is a country.
Correct.
And so Mexico is not a part of us.
Part of the United States of America, correct. It's part of it, but it is America.
But you're not allowed to live in our country as a citizen and be a Mexican, too. A Mexican American.
Of course you are. That's ridiculous.
You're either one or other.
People living in the United States are from a lot of different countries.
You're either one or the other. You can't be both, or otherwise the country would be split. And we don't need a split country.
You could be both. You can't have several countries.
I know, but that's wrong.
That's wrong according to you. That's wrong according to you. That's fine. That's what you believe. Okay.
Border Angels help Mexicans and others invade our country. Why not fix their country instead of helping them to invade our country?
There's no invasion. There's no invasion. The only invasion I know of was in 1846 when the United States invaded Mexico and took half the territory. But there's no invasion going on right now.
Are you aware that there are illegal aliens trying to force their way illegally into our country every day?
No, because there's no such thing as an illegal alien. If you're talking about people that are undocumented, like the 250 million undocumented people in the world today, 239 million and living in countries.
Illegal aliens.
Other than the United States of America, it's all over the world. Most don't want to come to the United States. Most do not come to the United States. And the ones that are looking to escape poverty or violence and so forth would like to get visas. They cannot get visas in most cases.
But they're not. Why don't they fish their country? Why not fish their country rather than try to force their way into our country with the same old lack of morality, lack of standards that they bring to our country? Why not do something about their own country?
Well, because most people don't come to this country or do leave the countries of origin. They stay there. Just like the United States has a lot of immoralities, and most people don't leave the United States. They stay here.
Well,
there's a million United States of American citizens living in Mexico, for example, and they're welcome.
Illegal aliens are affecting—
Once again, there's no such thing as illegal aliens. If you're going to use hate language like that, I'd rather not be on the show because we're a humanitarian group, and we'd like to treat people with dignity and respect. If you refuse to do that, you should be talking to somebody else.
Illegal aliens—
So you are going to use that type of hate language. I don't use that type of language.
It's not hate language.
I thought this was going to be more of a serious show, but maybe
it is serious. It's not hate language. It's true language. Why do you hate the truth so much?
Why do you hate the truth so much?
It's hate language when you don't tell the truth.
That's right. You got Trump. But there's a bigger purveyor of lies than anybody than Donald Trump.
But he's not lying. He's telling the truth. He's putting out a country first.
But I want to. This is a serious show.
I want to ask you this.
I want you to answer. Is this a comedy show?
You can laugh if you want. That's up to you. But I want to ask.
People died at the border. Children. Trump lying.
They
embarrassing
should.
The world. Taking the country down.
I want to ask you
That's not something to laugh about.
Let me ask you this. These people are affecting black Americans first and foremost because they're landing in the urban areas and places like Compton and other areas, South Central L.A., East L.A., and they're running black people out of their own areas. They're attacking blacks. Taking over the education system, health care, and bringing drugs and crime and adding to what's already there. Do you care that they are affecting these illegal aliens are affecting black people first and foremost in a negative way? Do you care about that?
What's an illegal alien? There's no such thing.
Do you care about that? That these people coming
care
from
about a fantasy? Of course not.
These Mexican and people from Honduras and others. Do you care that they are affecting black people in a negative way first and foremost?
Are you talking about the black Mexicans or the black Hondurans with a very large
I'm talking about black people, black Americans.
Heritage in those countries?
I'm asking you, do you care that they're taking jobs and affecting black Americans first and foremost? Does that bother you at all?
No, because it's not taking place. And it's very rare when an undocumented person takes a job from a documented person. The latest wave of migrants to any country, they'll do the jobs that nobody else will do.
That's not true.
Just like what's happened
That's
in this
not
country.
True. That's absolutely not true. So you said no. You said no, and you don't care, right?
I thought it was going to come on a serious show. If you're not going to talk about serious issues,
these are serious issues.
If you're not going to talk about facts, everybody don't have time to waste with you.
Enrique,
we're very busy on human rights issues. I'm flying to Sacramento. We've got a lot of things going on here, and I don't have time to talk about.
So you say no. You don't care that it affecting black Americans. Illegal aliens are affecting black Americans first and foremost. What's wrong with Hondurans and Mexicans that they have such high murder rates in their countries?
No, but there's high murder rates in a lot of different countries.
I'm asking about these countries. What's wrong with them, Mexico and Honduran, that they have such high rate of murder going on and crime and stuff? What's wrong with those people?
Well, there's nothing wrong with the people. Most people in those countries don't want to leave those countries and don't leave those countries. But, like I said before, there's 250 million undocumented people from all over the world. crossing borders, escaping violence, hunger, and so forth.
That's not true.
And that will continue. That will continue.
But they
That's
need.
According to the United
but
Nations.
We should let them in our country. We don't want them here. They need to stay home and fix their own problems. Do you agree?
And you don't want them here, but the thing
right.
is that most people in
I
the
do not
do
want them
migration.
In my country.
It's not your country. It's the country of there's more than 300 million people in this country.
But it is my
it's
country.
All of those people's country. There you're one of the people that has that point of view. But fortunately, that's the point of view of very few people.
No, that's
racism
not that's not true. That's
and
not true.
You have a very strong case of that.
Most black people and most white people, Americans, do not want these people here.
That's not true.
Yes, it
not
is.
Not according
true.
To surveys. Not according. I mean, maybe Fox News says that, but I mean, but serious journalism. And serious studies do
no,
not
I talk
that.
To them all the time. They don't want these illegal aliens here. I want to
okay.
ask, are you for
the, wrong crowd.
Are you for the wall?
No, I agree with the most of the population on that. Also, not for the wall. The wall doesn't stop people. It's led to the death of more than 11,000 people. There's already a wall that covers a third of the U.S.-Mexican border. Trump hasn't added any wall. He's not going to add any wall.
He will add wall. If we put the wall up, when the wall goes up, because it will happen, that's going to stop these people from wanting to come here. Then they won't have to die in the trying to cross the border.